It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religions or politics, it usually put a division line between people. So I'm just an ordinary guy who just wants to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people in ordinary pain, not the kind you see on television, like the wife of Atlanta or basketball wife. But we're here to help you to revisit some of your dreams or that you may put on the back burner, so that you can revisit some of those dreams in your life. But the topic of the show today is unleashing your power, unleashing your pain. And the first scripture that we will come from, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 4 and 7. And Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 4 and 7. But at this time, I'm going to open up with a prayer to petition God. I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help those that got locked into something and now long to be set free. Could you unleash them into your love? This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. But at this time, we're going to go to a short break. And after the short break, we will be right back.
Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come into this place where I am. Thank you, Lord. And begin.
Coming.
National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development. Also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip-Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip-Hop National news from the number one source, Hip-Hop National Magazine.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to valderbbshow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back. You now listen to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. The song you just heard is Holy Spirit. It's a beautiful song. The topic of the show tonight is Unleashing Your Pain. And the first scripture that we will come from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4 and 7. At Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4 and 7. And it reads, "For a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to wail and a time to skip about, a time to throw stones away and a time to bring stones together, a time to embrace, a time to keep away from embracing, a time to seek, a time to give up as lost, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to rip apart and a time to sew it together, a time to keep quiet and a time to speak." Your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. If you are experiencing inner conflict on account of your imperfections, may love move you to pray. We need to realize that the devil, the one who first disrupted the the universal peace to observe the oneness of the spirit in the uniting bond of peace. Do you pray about such love? Becoming kind. Becoming kind suggests that at least to a certain degree, we may not have been kind and that we may need to improve first impression of love and authority. See, countless peoples are slow to their responsibilities to try to readjust and become kind to one another. One who has attempted to glue two things together knows that both surfaces must be cleaned before a proper bond could be connected. But as individuals, how can we unleash our pain? We need to develop a complete lowliness of mind and mildness. Subject yourself, uniting yourself to love in the uniting bond of peace. See, a shining light may reveal a danger or an obstacle on your pathway, but it does not remove it. We must act wisely on what we see. At time, of course, we all make mistakes. When that occurs, do not feel worthless or overly discouraged. If you stumble, get up and move forward. Such love does not grow in shallow soil. You have to be content with your own imperfections, including a treacherous heart. As you taste the liberating power of love, yes, the way of integrity is not without its challenges, but it is the only way to everlasting life and true freedom. It's a terrible thing to live without love. See, the conscience that would die unless you step over into love to live without love. See, the conscience that would die unless you step over into love. Powerful emotions are involved. Are you willing to overlook past wrong? See, the good we do today may be forgotten tomorrow. See, love what impel us to venture to faraway gateways to life unanswered questions. Ask yourself, when was the last time I loved? Until you expire, you should not take away your integrity from yourself. When trouble comes, then dishonor will come. Self-doubt will discourage your motivating spirit. See, love starts out like a blank sheet of paper. As we fill the blank sheet with decisions, actions, and experience of life that shape our individuality and personality. See, God knows you hide your love in your pain, but it was written in the beginning of time you have a place. See, you never will be erased. See, you is the complement to God to spread love through this land. Tell yourself you have a place. So you have a place like a smile on a face, like the blue in the sky, like a tear in the eye. Keep telling yourself that you have a place. You should walk through the crowd with your head up and your shoulder back, thanking God for creating you. Keep telling yourself that you have a place. It don't matter if you're tall or small, wide or thin. So your best comes from within you, telling yourself that you have a place. Never let people be your disgrace, and don't let people take your smile off your face. Tell yourself, will it ever be possible for me to use my abilities, intelligence, to eliminate the control of injustice that dictate there's no helper, it's pointless. See, you don't have fears. You have other people's fears, what have been implanted in your mind. See, that's why people don't understand themselves. Most of their life, they had to live in somebody else's story. Take charge of your life and choose your presence upon this world. that reaffirm reality. Separate emotions, when things begin to change, that when people will become a threat to your confidence. Only then you are rendered a stable place in life. We will go to another short break. Not many breaks, so we'll be right back, but you will listen to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Give them praise. Come on, don't be shocked. We gon' give them praise.
Now enter into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega?
Right.
You may need a lot, but this rock got favor.
Hey.
Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince.
Prince.
Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince.
Prince.
Ain't no blueprint simplified.
Hey.
Jesus Christ came to die.
Hey.
Level make Marines holler, hoorah, simplify.
Hey.
He got that power, much more than Kanye.
Hey.
Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conscious.
Yeah,
he came and died, but he rose on that thigh.
Yeah.
Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet.
Okay.
And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm.
Hey.
First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong.
Right.
Get your music right, don't be caught up singing thong song.
No.
Read up on your words too, and don't be focused on song.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah.
I get a Lord praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention,
yeah.
Start repeating,
yeah.
It's the end,
yeah,
of days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get down,
yeah,
on your knees, let,
yeah,
him know that he's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Came and died for the homies.
Yeah.
Got enough blood for you and also for your homies.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely.
Right.
Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely.
Yeah.
Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe.
Yeah.
When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly.
Okay.
Snatch it back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy.
Yeah.
From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me.
Now check me out.
Yeah. Go ahead,
yeah,
I get a Lord,
yeah,
praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention,
yeah,
start repeating,
yeah,
it's the end,
yeah,
of days.
Yeah.
Get down,
yeah,
on your knees, let,
yeah,
him know that he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's,
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Go ahead, I get it, Lord, praise it.
Pay attention,
start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
My cousin Alpha and Omega, the creator.
Yeah.
The final way maker on top and ungreater.
Right.
So the Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he want, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could,
okay,
you believe on what them doctors do?
Yeah.
Working in a hospital.
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you.
Right.
A filler and a healer, not a killer.
He will guide you through.
Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you.
Yeah.
If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust,
okay,
the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry he can't ignore.
Why you think God Jesus came?
To pay the price we can't afford.
Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is that you can't adore?
And he's
the same God of the future, present and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores,
yeah,
don't forget to lead your best into the Lord, he did more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah,
I get a Lord,
yeah,
praise.
Yeah.
Just pay attention,
yeah,
start repenting,
yeah,
it's the end,
yeah,
of days.
Yeah.
Get down,
yeah,
on your knees, let,
yeah,
him know that he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I get a Lord, praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days.
Yeah.
Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, Music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back. You're now listening to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. And you just heard Giving Him Praise. Nice song. I really love that song. Despite of obstacles, you know, each day that passes, you know, a new chapter to your life is being written. And I wonder, what will it be recorded and what will it say about your life? Do you think about things like that? You know, the effort you contribute to your life, it gets hard sometimes because there's a lot of pain that you recall and it's too many other scars was left on your life. And your emotions. See, that's why you will not, you know, get away from yourself because you can't run from yourself. And so that's what's gonna make you that's gonna contribute to you feeling downheartedness. So what you gotta do is stop catering to the weakness. You know, take back your control. You know, stop catering to the weakness and take back your control. So through my observance of people, you know, I realize the misconception when some people is looking for attention in other people. The reason is because they can't get it from who they need it from. So they tolerate being ignored because they feel like the person is harnessing bitterness in their life. So they are so forgiveness of this person. You know, to the point that they desire to make them happy. You know, by trying to take away that emptiness, but in that process, that's what they try to take out of them. See, that's what they put in themselves, emptiness. So so people rely on other people to put it back in them. See, one thing I figured out was that love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. You know, if it's not fulfilled, the silence of echoes or regrets would torment that love that was not received upon a tender ear. See, we live in a treacherous, disloyal world. People use a sly promise, an insincere expression of affection to devour someone. One of the keys is empowerment. Empowerment is the key to handling assault of destruction. You know, the strong will always oppress the weak, and the rich will always exploit the poor. See, no matter how strong they are, there's a limit to what they can do. Always remember that. There's a limit to what they can do. But, you know, we as disadvantaged peoples are trapped in an unfair world. You know, injustice dominate our lives and dictate it will always be this way. You know, because sometimes we don't make something work at that moment. And that don't mean you fail because you didn't produce what you want at that moment. You have to keep pushing until you get your results. So you must have patience and the will to keep going. You know, bad impulses dominate our lives and forbid us to see clear. A lot of us, we embrace in the confidence of silence to deliver us from the tendency to engage in the battle of something positive. See, every day is a new day. You have to say to yourself, I can enter the race of life and I can be a winner in life. The other day, I heard somebody say they was tired of trying. Man, I said in my mind, I was tired of not trying. We sometimes give up on things in life too easy. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's obstacles. It's up to you to deal with whatever you are confronted with in your life. Sometimes you got to dig down deep and gut it out within yourself. Tell yourself, man, I can handle this. I can make this work. I just need to gather my mind and get focused in life. You know, so many people are in your life, or so many things in your life that clutter your thoughts and your thought patterns. That means sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in your life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. You know, tell yourself the world did not get the chance to see your greatness. The only thing that people saw was your self-doubts. So now become dissatisfied with yourself. Start contemplating why I betrayed my confidence, and become displeased with your destination, because only you can add a step in the walk of life. See, God's kind heart will not be unfailing in reaching your darkest moment. One thing I know about God, he'll take the worst moment of the worst day of your life and reconstruct disappointment. First, you have to repent and be merciful and willing to forgive. You know, to affirm to ourselves how desperately we need ourselves to destroy hate. It's hard. It's hard. You know, the ultimate challenge is keep conquering the evil by controlling the anger. You know, these things what keeps your heart from being unlocked so that you can live. See, that inner child in you, what was hurt at a point in your life where the pain is confusing your judgment, now it's affecting your life. So as human beings and being imperfect and imperfection in us and sin, so now we make choices that hurt in every step in our life. Some of us, we pick bad relationships, and some of us pick people that abuse your body. Some of us pick people that, you know, abuse our mind. You know, people tell you all different kind of things in life, that you can't make it in this world without you, without them, and nobody wants you. So you need to switch the mind game, man, why are you with me? You know, they will try to give you a crazy answer like, I feel sorry for you. But one thing that I learned in life is a darkened individual cannot see your glory. You know, ask yourself, what it takes to do further research to drive myself. Now, we all need to become unsatisfied letting limitations have its way with our decision. See, it's only hinder us from receiving our blessing. But at this moment, we're going to go to another break. And for those who just tune in with us, you are now listening to the Ministry of Motivation, and I'm your host, John Lowe.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about right here. For real though, we got to go hard for the Lord, you know? God knows I ain't perfect, but His Son is. Amen. Lord, help us stop being odd and start representing God. Don't judge me, I won't judge you. Love me, and I love you. I'm no one special, Lord, but in your eyes I'm special, see, and changing me from glory to glory, a specialty recipe. I pray you get the best of me, you taking all my worst, Lord. G-O-E, God over everything, help me put you first, Lord. Prime position, no switching, my mission is vision. Godly love relations, no religion, rebuking division, separate the partition. Lord God, because we are Christians, regardless, we're all the body of Christ, so help us remember who God is. Lord, I am not me, help me be a changed man. Change.
it's much more. Give God the glory and put him on a map. No rush more. Some folks are like, what for? God isn't real, but he hasn't changed their hearts yet. So they don't know the deal. God give them something they can feel or send your word right to them. Dividing the thunder of soul and spirit cut right through them.
Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan. Lord, I am not me. Help me be a changed man. Help me be who I'm supposed to be for your perfect plan.
You are the greatest, Lord, and no one like.
Your hands up, go nuts, understand we telling you, give the glory to God. Our Father deserves it, he's worthy of the adoration. You wanna idolize me, pump and break, no hesitation. Cause I'm not deserving, really, man, it doesn't merit you. I wanna make you understand, I hope this is apparent. You gotta put your trust in the Lord and not an artifact. Lord, help us speak the truth in the word, now that's an art of rap.
Lord, I am not me, help me be a changed man.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of VOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back. You're now listening to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just got through hearing that song, I'm Not Me. It's a great song. The topic of the show tonight, unleashing your pain. There's some things that we need to do in life is unleash some things. The next second scripture that I'm going to come from is Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, 17. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 15 through 17. And it reads, what has happened to be, it had already been. And what is to come is to be has already proved to be. And the truth, God himself keeps seeking that which is pursued. And I have further seen under the sun the place of justice, where there was wickedness, in the place of righteousness, and where wickedness was. I myself have seen my heart. The true God would judge both the righteous ones and the wicked ones. For there's a time for every affair and concerning every work there under the sun. You know, don't be so frustrated. You don't get stronger without obstacles. You want a character of a giant, but you don't want to climb the mountain. See, the mountains are the obstacles, or the mountains are someone who betrayed you, and you have to find it in your soul to forgive them. See, that's when character building time will take place. You know, when you see something hard and say to yourself, I'll never get through this, it could be debt or relationships, but you need to find something in you and say, wait a minute, no matter what, I'm bigger than my circumstances. See, I guarantee you, on the other side of it, you will not be the same person. Cannot get there without obstacles. See, obstacles are here to show your abilities to keep going. It is not about how many times you can leap forward, but how many times you can bounce back. See, that will determine your longevity. Obstacles are designed to support your growth. See, you ask for patience, you're going to get somebody to make you mad. Obstacles are designed to come in your life to make you a better person. They're not designed to stop you. You know, you may freeze for a moment, only long enough to figure out your next move. You know, long enough to go, who am I right now? Who do I want to be known for? How I want to be remembered in this situation? You know, what will be said about me in this story? See, obstacles show who you are right now. Sometimes you have to stop and celebrate yourself for growth. You know, to the person who you become and not to the person who you was. You must learn how to manage your imperfection. You know, so when people come up to you and do things to try to make you lose control, hey, don't let them. Don't let them have that much power over you. Say to yourself, I determine my future, not them. So you must love in spite of who they are. So don't let someone's opinion of you become your reality. Always say to yourself, you know, I'm not to the point that I'm above someone, and I'm not to the point that I'm below anyone either. Because always remember that you have a place. Life is a difficult place. With people's in life, it's causing stumble blocks to put in front of you. So we have to learn to observe everyday things in everyday life and how to use things to keep you from getting caught up and losing control in life, because people want to take your control in life. Because I say to myself sometimes, you know, life is just like a bullet. You know, every day that you see him, he's going to want to fight you. And every day, you're going to have to fight. But in that process of you fighting life every day, you begin to learn how to adjust yourself or to prepare yourself for the punches that life's going to throw at you. And then life's going to see that you're not getting scared of him and that you're getting stronger. So his threats become weaker, and you become stronger, but life will not let you know this. Always have to keep your mind focused in life about the things that take place in your life. See, people fail to realize the seriousness. You know, you can add meaning to this world if you transform hate to love. Distraction will never live to die. And distraction will never live to die. That's just like, to give an example, like you buy your child a toy, I think one of them Tonka trucks. You can pick this Tonka truck up and drop it and pick it up and drop it and pick it up. You just can't tear it up. It'll outlast you or your child, because you know kids play rough. So you can pick this Tonka truck up and drop it, and you can pick it back up. It's hard to tear it up. And see, those are some of the things that God molded you with. You see that you was going to be dropped a lot in life, and you're going to need to be picked up. So be just like that Tonka truck. You're strong, and you're going to be dropped in life. But God is always there to pick you up. But we're going to go to a nerdy short break, and we'll be right back. For those who just joining us, you will now listen to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Nothing goes through. Bills running over and I'm tired of going through. I can't explain this feeling. I've been struggling hard, I'm all working no pay. Fall to my knees and fold my hands up for a brighter day. Look down and please see about me. Know your tears fall like rain. Just gotta know it's gonna be okay. Instead of walking away, giving your life to him, he's there to mend up your heart and to show you daily. I am the Lord of all. Gotta have faith and not enough to enjoy, and lonely not to mention. I keep praying to God in the midst of my pain, seeing great grace bouncing back again. I'm reminded of one single thing, yeah.
All your tears fall like rain.
Just gotta know it's gonna be okay.
Instead of walking away,
give your life to him.
He's there to your heart
and to show you daily. I am the Lord of all. Gotta have faith and trust. Just to reveal your faith.
Awesome.
Don't you know that he reigns
Professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back. You're now listening to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. And the song you just heard was Range. I would like to bring poetic in, because I like to bring poetic in with the discussion. We had a talk. We was talking earlier and stuff like that, and I just wondered that we have anything to bring out or to share an experience that took place in his life. So poetic, is there anything you would like to share with us?
Yeah, John. As I was really listening to what you were saying about the obstacles that's thrown at you, and sometimes it kind of throws you off balance, but it's really how you get back up. In recent times, times have been putting me in a twist of choices, things that I have to do, and you know, as far as I see, Hip Hop National is this dynamic tool that we can reach a lot of people and get the word out, such as what we're doing here, and also get the message out as far as the change of, you know, probably changing your music up so that you can make it more marketable, and at the same time be open to all the ears that people and reach more ears because of the message that's between it. But I tell you like this, John, life does sing you some twists. It's really the way you pick yourself up, dust your feet off, and go forward towards making it happen. And yes, one monkey don't stop the show. You have to keep on doing it no matter what. You have to just keep thriving at what you're trying to do. Yes, you're going to have people. You're going to have your haters that say that you can't. But you got to know that there's a Father up above that says that you can. Look up to me. Look at me. Keep your eyes on me. And I'll help you to make it happen because it's my mission. You know.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. So. I thought you said it again.
It was very noticeable to notify me that, you know, how you change and adapt to your new environment. You said, you know, you had to make some decisions and some twisted things taking place in your life where you had to make some choices, you know. And for you to be able to adapt, that's one of the very important keys in life, and that's what Hip Hop Nation is trying to relay that message to people, is to be able to adaptation. You know?
Yeah. It took some time, you know, kind of threw us off a little bit off schedule here. And I want to put this out. Raw Dog has been quite sick. He's been not under the weather for quite some time, and we need to send out a prayer to him and his family, and that he get well and have a speedy recovery. And God bless him and their family, hoping that, you know, things get well for them, and that he can get back on his feet and you know, live life as comfortable as possible. In Jesus' name, you got the floor, sir.
Like I say, you know, one thing that I know is a point that you brought out, that, you know, you have to stop being afraid and to engage in what distracts us from fear. Sometimes you just got to vandalize wickedness, you know, to represent something greater than discomfort. You know, real peace, you know, has eluded us to think realistic. And I see that you are determined, to reach your goal and to overcome the obstacles that's in the road. You know, that helps me to motivate me also and to give me strength. You know, because I noticed that, you know, you keep reaching towards your cry to reach your goal. Give yourself time to push forward, to turn your passion to your love. I know we're all just, go ahead, could you hear me?
I hear you well, John. I was putting myself on mute because I got a lot of noise in the background. So, yes, I hear you well.
And I see that I noticed that you adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from the world, but to give your best to this world. You know, sometimes we get locked into some things, but we long to be set free. But I see that that we must search our mind so we can find our hearts. You know, hope don't require no explanation. See, you must imprisonment anything that contradicts your potential. You know, you can shorten the days that full of trouble, that influence the depths of our pain, by embracing the love that God provides for us. And that's the Holy Spirit to comfort us at this time of distress. You know, the mind is a vicious cycle. We need to stop trying to run away from ourselves because we cannot. And you must work on yourself and monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself, because most of our pain is self-chosen. See, knowing your purpose, kill that word but. See, but is a dream killer. But is an argument for your limitation and an excuse to keep your argument. I see that you is mastering your skill of handling life obstacles that robbing you from your joy. See, in life, you know, once you procrastinating is a stealer of time. I see that you didn't procrastinate about anything. You went ahead and did what you needed to do to get yourself back on track and to adjust and to adapt to your circumstances. But right now, to get unstuck, for getting unstuck or get unstuck, is make the mark how you have released your pain and recognize what was put in you and not what was did to you. And I see that you stop holding people accountable for their actions and decisions that they made. But right now, I think we're coming up to the end of the show and stuff like that, and I want to close out with a prayer.
John, before you close out, I just want to let you know you got a caller that called in. 678-698, please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Yeah, this is Eric. I'm calling in from Macon, Georgia.
Hey, Eric. Welcome to the Hip Hop National, man. You got a statement or comment that you'd like to express regarding unleashing your pains?
No, not right now. I'm just checking out the show.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate you, my man. John, you can fill him in on what we talked about. You recap. We'll give him a little recap, and then maybe he might have some. I thought he had raised his hand. So.
Okay. The topic of the show is unleashing your pain. You know, and the thing is, your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. And I try to bring out some key points and things that we need to do to overcome some of those things. And by using the aid of the Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 4 and 7, it's talking about the point of time, some things that you need to do with your life. You know, it's a time to weep, it's a time to laugh, it's a time to wail, and it's a time to skip about, it's a time to throw stones away, and it's time to bring stones together. It's time to embrace it, and a time to not embrace. So we're trying to use this program to help motivate people with ordinary people and take their ordinary pain and use it to help other people or to comfort people with their life, because everybody going through something in life. And your story can help somebody, because somebody going through the same thing what you're going through. And that's what we're trying to do is to not to put a dividing line between people, but trying to unite all people. So, and that's what we're attempting to do is to guide people and help them to make some better choices in their life and with the aids of the Bible. And like I say, I appreciate that you calling in, Eric, from Macon, Georgia, up there. And like I said, I hope that you continue to listen. Do you do any music, anything? What do you do?
I own a sports bar.
You do what now?
He owns a sports bar.
Sports bar.
A sports bar? Okay, all right. Okay, that's good. There's a lot of sports.
We like for you to listen in more, because maybe you know your sports spot could be sponsored right here on the program, and we promote it to our audience too. As we do it, we got a lot of people from Georgia. In fact, that's where John is from. So.
Yeah, I'm actually about an hour away from y'all. I live on the other side of Albany, Georgia. I come to Macon a lot down there, stuff like that. So I know what Macon, Georgia is. I visit down there a lot. And like I say, this program here have a lot of great things to offer to people. You know, like I say, Poetic was saying, it can promote your show and it talk about music, you know, and how to mentor to the young kids and help them to make better decisions, you know. And that's what we need, to have more male figures to help the outlook of the kids out there.
I got a question for you, Eric. Eric, do you deal with a lot of musicians, music artists, and stuff like that? Some of your clientele, are they artists? Because what we do is we support the community, and if they can upload their music to our program, let them know that it's here, and let's just say we get you advertising here. Those people that come to your bar, their music is on this program. They can bring more of an audience to your place. Is it something that you'd be interested in doing? Huh?
Oh, yes.
All right. I'm going to give you my number. You got something to write that down with?
Give me a second.
Okay, cool. John, sorry to take you off topic. We got Eric on the phone. We want to see if we can do something we can do to network. Okay?
That's what it's all about, networking it, you know, to grow. We all
right.
Trying to grow.
All right. Eric, my number is 954-461-3398. And that's again to give 3398.
Gotcha.
All right. And yours is, I'm not even going to repeat it right now. So we will talk, okay?
We sure will. I appreciate it.
All right, Eric. My name is Poetic. Right. That's what they call me. Okay?
All right.
All right, brother. Cool. All right, John. Go ahead and close out, John. Good show,
okay,
by the way.
I would like to close out with a prayer, and I want to send a prayer out to my friend Rod Dog, that he's been ill and stuff like that. So, God, I approach your throne here with kindness in my heart and ask if you could look after our friend Rod Dog and help him get well, sir, my father, and to get his family, you know, back on track. To connect them and to keep them close and let them know that you are our Father, our God, and the one that looks after everything in this world and all these peoples. Just I pray in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. And want to say to everyone, to those who are listening, go to www.hiphopnational.com, upload your music today so we can support it right here on the program and get it played and possibly hook up with you and do an interview and help you create your story right here on Hip Hop National Radio. I want to say good night, everybody. Good night, John.
Good night. Good night, Poet. Good night, Eric.
HipHopNational.com. Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.